the one thing that like just fucking stuns me is the storage space. Oof. Like the Call of Duty, the older game, not even the newer one, is 200 gigs. You only get like 650 total, like on the system. I mean, you can expand it, I'm pretty sure, and I have to. I was like, damn. So I didn't even transfer it. I have Call of Duty on my PS4 because I'm like, I can't. This is precious space. I can't use it on my PS5.
Right? Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's like you're gonna basically have to play and delete games every other day. So you're gonna spend like 3 hours switching out games.
Yeah. So, but I'm
stoked you got it. I'm stoked.
Okay, so we're recording, and we can get going if you want to. Does anyone have a cold open? Because I mean, I got one if you want it.
Took it.
Do it.
Okay, so I'm gonna be reading some lyrics from one of Doom's favorite lyricists.
What the fuck?
It's from a song that probably can't be performed live anymore, to be honest with you, with today's social climate, with people, you know, just...
Good start to the cast.
Being
good to be back.
I'm so sorry. So the song goes like this. It says, "Cruised into a bar on the shore. Her picture graced the grime on the door. She's a long-lost love at first bite. Baby, maybe you're wrong, but you know it's all right. That's right." That's from Dude Looks Like a Lady.
No.
Okay.
I knew you would work it in. I knew
you're
it.
Welcome.
Cool, Doom, kick us off.
Hey there, guys and gals. Welcome to the Asteroid Factory podcast, where our nerd knowledge is on point. We are your hosts, James Von Doom.
I'm Chewy.
And Three Toes of Dury. Hello.
What are we talking about this week? What do you want to talk about this
week? What are we talking about this week?
I don't know.
It's maybe a first ever. Normally we stumble over it coming in, but I don't know if we have a theme.
Did we?
Yeah. Do you want to talk about the... Because we never really got to talk about the close of WandaVision into...
Ooh, yes. I thought we were just going to spend the whole cast on Snyderverse.
Well, no, we will.
Okay.
We'll spend some time on that. And I haven't watched it yet, but I don't care if you guys spoil the bejesus out of it.
Well, the only thing I really want, Chewy, is for 10% of this podcast to be in slow motion.
And there's only a 90% chance of that.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about WandaVision into Falcon and Winter Soldier, and then we'll touch on that.
Okay. All right, so clicks to pick. I have been fucking waiting. I don't need to go first.
No, but... let's let you go first. And all right. Three Toes, can you see him in?
Yeah. Hey, everybody, how you doing? This is Three Toes of Fury, and there's one thing I know. He has been fucking waiting. So let's hear.
Get out of my head, Three Toes.
Let's hear Doom's click to pick. It better not be mine.
All right, so click to pick. WandaVision and Winter Soldier. No, I'm kidding. The click to pick for me. I was super, like, I don't even know what the, like, how good way to, like, I was interested in the film, but I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to pay money to watch it, blah, blah, blah. And then finally, I'm like, you know what? Me and the wife are sitting around the TV, and I'm like, Bubba, let's watch this movie. Let's do it with me. And at first, she's like, nah, it looks like shit. I'm like, no, come on. We could do this. The movie is Love and Monsters.
Ooh.
And it was fucking phenomenal. It was one of the greatest films of its type. Like, I don't know if it was just like the mood we were in when we watched it. My wife loved it. She gave it 4 stars. I give it like, it is so self-aware of like, it's just, I don't know. It's, it, I don't want to like compare it to Scott Pilgrim, but
no,
for like, I'm telling you, it's so well done. Like you love the main character. He finds a dog, always a good thing at the end of the world. There's just like running bits throughout the whole movie that everything pays off. And it doesn't end like the way you think it does. Like he does, you know, he has the love of his life and he goes to her, but it's just, it's weird, but I loved every minute of the movie. Start to finish. The only thing I didn't love was that Michael Rooker wasn't in it long enough. Like he's, you know, he was like in it for 20 minutes and then he was gone, but.
Wait, so what's the name of the movie? Love and Monsters?
Love and Monsters. And it's, I can't think, Chewy, it stars the guy from Maze Runner.
Okay.
It's him and this adorable dog and giant monsters. And it's anytime you get a chance to watch it, I can't stress it. I mean, it's definitely a couples movie. I don't know if it would be good for bros night.
But, really? Oh, I mean, that's wonderful.
Not that it wouldn't be, but I was shocked at how much Katie loved it. Like afterwards, she's like, wow. And, you know, and she said it, and I'll tell you guys the same thing. The trailer doesn't do the film justice. Like, I thought the trailer looked good, but that's kind of why I was on the fence for so long. But then we just paid $4, and it was the best $4 we've spent in a long time.
Dude, that's money. I've been circling the drain on that one. It's been a Redbox for a while, and there's something about that title. I haven't read or seen anything on it, but I knew there's something about that movie, and I didn't know if it was polarizing. I don't know anything about it. So
it's like 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Like, it's very well. I know, which, I mean, I'm like, well, usually I don't give a shit because Rotten Tomatoes can suck my left nut. But, right, like, in this example, they were right.
But they still can. I
mean, but they still can suck.
It's consent. It is okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at
permission.
Yeah, I'm looking at the movie poster right now. I saw this a while back.
Yeah, I thought the main guy was, what's his name, who plays Wonder Woman's boyfriend and Kirk.
Chris Pine?
Chris Pine. At first I saw the poster. I was like, oh, I'd see him. But then I was like, it's not him. But I know the Rook's in it, and that's awesome.
Do you know, was this filmed after Dylan O'Brien had that big accident filming like Maze Runner 16?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why? Is he not okay?
He had a huge accident on the set. I think it was Maze Runner 2, where he, like, it was like almost paralyzing kind of thing.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And that's why Maze Runner 3 took so long to come out.
Pulling a Tom Cruise over there?
Yeah. I like this kid, though. I like him a lot. He was being eyed to be young Han Solo, I think, at one point. And it kind of makes sense.
I still think Solo's a good movie. On the record or off the record.
What, Solo?
I still think Solo's a great film.
It's not bad. It holds up. We watched it maybe 2 months ago, and it's pretty
enjoyable. Compared to The Rise of Skywalker, it's a fucking mess.
Mm-hmm. It's triple A. It's quadruple A compared to that garbage. Yeah. Okay, Three Toes, you want to go next?
Sure.
Doom, you got to see him in, though, okay?
Three Toes of Fury and the Fury. Here he comes. Coming in hot.
10 times better than mine. A click to pick. So I was on Twitter. There's a shocker. And I saw a random photo of a guy with a martial artist who I brought up not too long ago, Mark DeCascos, the guy who's like at the end of Wick 3. And I brought up the movie Drive, which I really liked. It's a pretty great movie. He's a pretty popular martial artist, just a little bit off the main radar. Anyway, the person with him didn't know, but he was holding a book. And I zoomed in on the cover. I was like, oh, that looks interesting. Bought this book. So this is a long way to I randomly saw somebody holding a book and then bought it. Turns out it was the author. And it's called Born to be Bad. And the author is Timon Singh, S-I-N-G-H. It's a blast. So it's worth just Google the cover, because the cover is done in kind of the Drew Struzman. He's sort of the famous artist who did like all the Indiana Jones posters and all the other type of classic 80s posters. So this cover shows all the people he interviews, and it's a book of interviews with famous bad guys and girls, women, of a lot of 80s and 90s cinema. And it's, dudes, it's like, interviews can go a lot of different ways and a lot of times pretty boring, but he just pulls stories out of them. And examples are, he's got the bad guy from Mad Max. He interviews most of the baddies from Superman 2. He interviews the bad guy from The Warriors. I'll circle back on that. He interviews Belloc from Raiders. He interviews the guy who plays that slimy dude from The Untouchables. I don't know their names because nobody does. He interviews Sark from Tron. Like, it's a pretty good...
Does he interview anyone from RoboCop?
He interviews people from RoboCop. He interviews Dick Jones from RoboCop. He interviews He interviews the guy who gets melted from RoboCop.
Oh, the toxic guy?
So, yeah, I immediately thought of
no one. He doesn't have a name. He's just that guy.
So it's pretty awesome, and it actually inspired me. I'll connect a couple dots here, because there's the guy from Warriors, the famous Warriors come out to play, yay, clink, 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 clink.
Oh, that guy.
Yes.
He was in a couple of, like, 80s flicks, right?
Yeah, he's amazing. He's very recognizable. He's the one from Commando where Schwarzenegger is holding him over the cliff and saying, Remember when I said that I would kill you last? He's like, yeah, you did. I lied. He lets him go. He's the weasel there. He's amazing as the baddie in a little off the radar movie called Dreamscape from the 80s, where people go into people's dreams and kill each other.
So, Inception 1.0.
Pretty much. Yeah. So after that, I was like, you know what? It occurred to me, I don't think I'd actually ever seen The Warriors, which blew me away. So I went and watched that.
A good flick.
It's good. It's very different. It's kind of aimless in terms of it's just a story. Yep. This group of guys trying to get through all these different gangs that think they killed the main bad guy. And so there's not much of a plot. And people always call it violent. It's not very violent at all. Maybe by those days it was. But it's so like, it looks so like seedy, and the different gangs are pretty creative. I found it to be a really enjoyable, like kind of famous cult flick. So I will connect those two dots.
Well, I'm going to connect a dot to that dot.
Get it.
And I will tell you that one of my all-time greatest experiences on the PlayStation 2 was the Warriors video game.
I saw it. Yes. I've seen it online.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. And I did watch the movie because of that. And yeah, I think the game was better. Man, the endless nights I spent running around that town just beating the shit out of people. It was amazing.
Got me through some tough times. Did it have the baseball furies in it? Like a bunch of baseball?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guys with like face paint.
Definitely other games.
They're pretty awesome. I mean, they even said it in the making of. And the making of is amazing.
And if I'm not mistaken, hold on. That's a Rockstar game too, wasn't it? That was Rockstar dipping its toes into like making a game based on an IP.
Three Toes. Are you drinking a mimosa?
Yeah. Don't judge. Can you see the little umbrella?
I wanted to see an umbrella.
Okay, so the name of that book was Born to Be Bad, right?
Yeah, it's available on Kindle, and I think it is. We always talk about how the strength of a bad guy really can make a movie. And I went into it like, yeah, it'll be fine. But there are some batshit crazy stories. I don't remember a lot, but I'll remember one. So there's a guy by the name of Benny the Jet Uruquez, a name that's probably not on most people's radar. He's a pretty famous wrestler, kickboxer. And showed up in some early classic Jackie Chan movies. He's a big bruiser, tough-looking guy. He tells a story of going to Hong Kong or China. And then they said somebody challenged him to fight. He's like, no. They're like, oh, we'll give you like $5,000. He's like, okay. So they bring him into this like secluded location where there's nobody. They bring him into this like warehouse, and he gets into a fight. And during the fight, people are saying like something to the effect of kill him. He tells this entire story where he basically was in a real world blood sport situation. So the famous Van Damme blood sport movie, he lived this story of a secret tournament that people fight to the death. He got out of there, didn't have to kill nobody. And had told the story, and then some short time later, the movie was made, and someone else either says that they were involved, took credit for it, but this guy like lived the plot of Bloodsport, and if that isn't the greatest story you've ever heard, then yeah. I don't want to know yet.
I think the only thing that could maybe top that is when you look up Benny the Jet Uruquez, a picture of Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses pops up instead.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
He's got a really unique look to him. It's been a while, but I remember.
You mean the biggest forehead of all time?
Yes, he's got these. Like, his eyes are like 2 feet behind.
He looks like RoboCop without the makeup.
He's got real beady eyes.
Yeah,
a little bit. But I wouldn't say that to his face because
no, looks like he could beat the shit out of you. Yeah. Maybe not anymore. He looks like he's 110.
He still trains, I think. Stop. John Cusack trained with him for like 25 years. Kickboxing.
That makes sense. Yep.
John Cusack. Do you think the book that you, this book, the Born to Be Bad book, was, do you think they filmed any of the interviews that they did? Or do you think this could be the basis of a documentary? Or no?
It totally should be. I'm trying, but I think it predates a lot of that because he got some of these people before they died. I think it's like 2005 or 6. I think he's probably got audio of that. That's become a thing since then. There's crowdsourced. There's a really good crowdsourced movie on Action Movie Stars that was a Kickstarter, and I think it's on Prime. I'll have to pull it up. I might have brought it up before, but that has happened since then, where people, and they do really basically realize they only get enough money to go after kind of the B-list, C-listers. So that is a thing, but I haven't seen anybody do it, and it would be amazing. Honestly, dude, it would translate so well, and you'd only really need about 10 minutes with each of these people to get some good stories out of them.
Oh, yeah, totally. Okay, yeah. Cool. So Born to be Bad, Loving Monsters, I guess I got to go. Who wants to see me in...
Three Toes.
Yes. Hi, this is Three Toes, and I am going to be giving Chewie's pick to the week. He really was surprised how much he liked Boss Level.
What happened?
Boss Level was not my pick of the week.
That's going to be my other one, maybe. I'll save it.
And don't you ever try to pick my pick of the week.
I promise. Never rub another man's rhubarb. Hey, everybody, Chewie.
Because the picture I chose as my background today, my pick of the week is a classic album.
Ooh.
And it's Permanent Vacation by Aerosmith. It's my favorite album. It's the album that I was listening to when I met my wife. It's the album that was pretty much the soundtrack to my wedding. It was the album that I was listening to in my headphones when my son was born.
And I don't believe any of this.
These are all lies because I...
Oh!
I can't stand that album. It was actually the first album I bought on cassette. And my mom let me buy the album. I mean, I was pretty young. She let me buy the album because she thought I was buying an Air Supply album. And I was buying it with a gift card that I won at a grade school science fair.
You nerd.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, dude. I was gonna take that.
Let's be honest.
But I don't want to. I was going to say, Chewie got the gift card from selling meth in the boys' bathroom in junior high.
Yeah.
And then he used the inside of the tape from that Aerosmith tape to light his crack pipe.
And I do apologize. I think my kids are dying in the background. So
hey, go check on them, man.
I may have to go turn on some Permanent Vacation to calm them.
Yeah, I would say we can just keep making up these clandestine stories about you in junior high.
No, it's okay.
Rito's your turn. He's smoking meth in the bathroom after he stole a gift card to buy it.
Absolutely. And that's the point he realized he had no idea where his pants were. Somewhere during the day he had lost them. So the plot thickens that he's got to find the missing pants while doing meth.
So picture this. Chewie's 12 years old, smoking meth, wearing nothing but Chucks, running through the halls of his junior high. I'd actually I'd watch that.
I feel like it's not bad. It's sort of like a reboot of Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's your pick of the week, dude?
Do you hear my kids dying in the background?
I kinda.
Yeah. Okay. Let's hope that stops.
What I'm too busy doing is I'm peeping the sweet background in Doom's residence. Dude, you got some sweet ass statues back there.
Let me break your concentration and let you see my background. So my pick of the week is Doom's gonna agree with me, and I think he knows what I'm gonna pick.
Yup.
I've been spending way too much time. Doom, I don't know if you've noticed this with the PS5. What you can now do is you can go into your profile and you can check out all your games, and it'll tell you how many hours you've logged into every game.
I did not know that.
It's a cool new feature, and I checked Ghost of Tsushima, and it's way too many hours. Way too many hours.
It's not enough hours, man.
Yeah.
You know it.
I think I'm at 42.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lucky number.
I've been taking my time with it, but that's my pick of the week is this game. This game has really kind of developed to becoming one of the most impressive gaming experiences I've ever had. And the only other impressive gaming experience I've had that compares to this one is the last one I had, which was The Last of Us 2. So it's kind of crazy that the last two games that I've played, the last two AAA games that I've played can be added to my top five list of most impressive, most enjoyable games I've played, which is just making me more excited for what's coming down the road because
PS4
titles.
It's a PS4 title, but you know, that conversion to 60 frame rates per second, I don't care who is listening. I was fully aroused nerd-wise. I mean,
nice.
You cannot stress. I mean, Chewie, would you call it creamy? It is. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm positive I never want you to use those words in the same sentence again, Arousing Creamy. I would like to know, how does it work? You don't have to rebuy the game.
No.
You just pop it in?
Yeah. So most of like the last gen, like the big last gen titles are getting just upgrades for PS5. So like the Last of Us 2 hasn't gotten one yet, but Ghost of Tsushima has received like you can play it in 60 frames per second. They've upgraded the resolution to 4K. So they're pretty much making it, it's almost like a remastered version of the game.
Yeah.
But since the game was just released, so, I mean, what, like last year?
Mm-hmm.
Ghost of Tsushima came out. Same with Last of Us 2. So these games are really pretty much brand new. So all they really need to do is give it a resolution bump, a frame rate bump.
Chewy, is that automatic? I didn't even think like
it is.
That's my question.
It is, right? Yeah. Because my game looked like, I mean, I sat there for like 30 seconds looking at the blades of grass blowing in the wind. I was like, ooh-wee.
Yeah. The one thing you need to do with that game is go into your settings and make sure you're using like the higher resolution.
Mm-hmm. I did that.
Yeah. And Doom, I have to ask you, I was talking about this with one of my other buddies. This is the first time where I've actually experienced a game in 60 frames per second, just because I'm not a PC gamer.
Right, so same.
The ability to whip that camera around and have it be so smooth.
Yeah, no blur.
Like no blur whatsoever is game changing. And I don't think I could ever really go back to playing a game in 30 frames per second. And a good example of that is Control, which is available on PS5.
I played that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That has a upgraded frame rate, but it also has an option to play it with ray tracing. Now, what ray tracing does is it's a new technology where light is just way more realistic and reflections are way more realistic. So if you walk up to a puddle, the puddle will be reflecting the light that is coming from different light sources. So it traces all of the different bouncing rays of light in the scene. With Control, though, what you get is the option to do one or the other. So you can either do ray tracing at 30 frames per second, or you can do 60 frames per second. And when you try both of them, you realize that the 60 frames per second is the way better option to choose, just because you get that smooth, like that buttery smooth camera. Yeah.
Wink.
All the different particle effects and everything on the screen just move so smoothly. So I guess my pick of the week isn't really Ghost of Tsushima. It's just this upgrade.
60 frame rates per sec.
Yeah. It's this upgrade that we've been experiencing. I did speak to my brother-in-law about it, who's really into PC gaming, and he said the upgrade from 60 to 120, though, which we're going to see on the PS5 as well, that upgrade is something that we're going to experience, but you won't really feel it as much as that bump from 30 to 60. From 30 to 60 is when you really feel the difference in like the control of the game and the movement on screen. It's insane. And in Ghost of Tsushima is just an insanely well constructed game.
It's gore. Like I don't even remember what I was doing. I was just riding like on a mountain, like, and there was like waves crashing to my right. And I'm like, I just could just do this, like, which is crazy because, yeah, to Chewie's point, the point of the game is to kill as many Mongols as you can. But I'm like, man, these autumn leaves are just breathtaking. Like, what is that? Like, who has that thought? I can honestly say that when I played GoldenEye back in the day, I was never looking at how awesome the dam was, you know?
Just the fact that I put in 42 hours and I'm just getting
– don't want to stop, do you?
Well, I'm just now getting to like the last third of the game, and they said the game, if you try to rush through it, takes you about 30. So the fact that I'm at 42 just tells you that I'm kind of taking my time. Like I don't.
That's awesome.
It's the first time I've played an open world game where I don't mind, like just running around. People who rush through that need
a nipple twist. Like
right,
double purple, man.
I've thought about it. Like there's been evenings where I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to rush to like the main story, but I'm like, you know what? I want to chase this fox.
You got to do like Doom and stop and pick a bunch of flowers while you're
just,
playing.
Just gaze at the beautiful autumn flowers.
Dude, you know how many times I have like slaughtered like six Mongols, like in a road and like taken their loot and then like been like, ooh, flowers. And then just ran off and like picked some flowers. Like,
oh my God, this tree is so red and vibrant. Like, oh, wait, this guy's still crawling away. I'm going to go shove my sword to his back real quick and get back to that tree.
But I do think there's some sort of fulfillment in that aspect of the game where some of the battles and even the little small battles when like you face off against three or four dudes at different times of the game get so intense because it's all about, you know, like the parry and like the,
yeah,
and like the defense and the like what strategy you're going to use to like take down each one of these different dudes. And you get so riled up in it, you get through it, and then they allow you to like write a haiku. So it gets your like heart pumping, and then it just gives you medicine to like
and then
bring
you'll
yourself
take like 20
again.
Steps, and you're like, ooh, a hot spring, and you're like, ah, it's like, I know what, I do want a hot spring right after I committed genocide.
Yeah,
I had a haiku joke waiting for about 15 minutes. I want to throw this one in there, a little haiku. And
do
you
it.
Double down on it and said that they have haiku in the game. Of course they do.
Yeah.
Of course they do. Yeah, every time you write a haiku, you get a new headband.
Yeah. And I'm serious. I feel like I was making a joke about it, but there actually is a mechanic where, you know, you'll kill a bunch of people and there might be one or two guys and they're like crying and crawling away trying to live. And you walk up to them and you just fucking right in the back with your sword. And I just like, I get so much enjoyment out of that. I'm like, this is turning me into a bad person.
How many times has one of the Mongols like seen you like just slaughtering his friends and then ran?
Yeah.
Then
when you terrify him, it's like, get out of here, you little bitch.
Have you picked any of them off with your bow and
arrow?
Oh,
yeah. Then I take a bow and arrow.
Oh, it's amazing.
No. I shoot them with a flaming arrow because if they're going to run, they're going to burn. And
But you let them go for a while, right? You
just
keep going and you lead them and then whip.
Because, you know, the only point of running is you die tired.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever, like, really actively used, like, the side mechanics as much as I do in this game. Like, there's a mechanic with the controller, that little pad on the controller where you can like, pull your flute out or you can, like, draw your sword or put your sword back.
Yeah, you can, like, whip the blood off.
Oh, yeah.
You can't put the sword away with blood on it.
I do that every time.
Every time, Chewie.
Every time.
Every time. I ain't got time to wait for the game. Clean the blade. Then I got to go do my
stuff. If you think I've heard anything since him saying whip his flute out, then the answer is I have not. I have not.
Look, dude, Three Toes, there's times when you are walking through a field of corpses and you want to play a song as a memorial to them.
I understand.
Do you know how many times I'll see one lone Mongol crawling away on his deathbed, and before I stab him in his back, I take my recorder out. I just play him a little song.
Well, shit, I've been playing the game wrong since I started.
100%. This game has those instruments that we played in like fourth grade that everybody can play. We had a little lamb on. That's pretty tight. I'll take that.
Have you ever walked up to a like an altar in a church and bowed or played your flute? Try that next time.
Okay.
You'll
give it a shot.
It's just fulfilling for some reason. Like, everyone will notice what you're doing and bow.
And then you kill them all. Whip.
I will send you a video tonight of me playing the recorder with someone else inside a church.
I like it.
It has happened. It has happened. Right. And here's my last tip for you, Doom. Have you downloaded the app yet? The PlayStation app? Download it because let's say tonight you're on a rampage and you hit record and you record like a 20-second video of you just whooping wholesale ass. Yeah. Doing the Lord's work.
Yeah.
You can send that to, let's say, myself or other people that you're friends with. And I can watch that video on my app.
Oh.
Like, you don't have to be logged into your PlayStation to do that. And you can like start your system with your app.
So you can basically steal gifts from your gameplay and send them to others.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah. All right. I'll see what I can do with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
if I wanted to, I could turn my system on. I could download a game right now, like while I'm away from home. And then when I get home, the game's ready for me to play.
Money.
I just feel like we're going to get a lot of videos of Chewie just playing a flute. Like, there's going to be no one murdered. It's just him on different mountaintops playing a flute.
I'm just saying, I'm going to subscribe to your OnlyFans account, Chewie. I think we got something here.
Oh, did you hear that Taco Bell? Did you hear the Taco Bell?
Hey, come on, man. Three Toes, I'm sorry.
Look, here's the deal. I'm going to do something that completely unorthodox. I'm going to upfront a fast food file just for a second and say I wish that the company that rhymes with Starbucks would take a flying leap because this morning on the drive into work.
Rhymes with Starbucks?
Yeah.
It's Starbucks.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
I had a piping hot cup of their coffee in this flimsy little cup with a lid ill-placed on.
Oh.
Collapsed into my lap. And I cannot tell you what an experience it is to have. That's what I said.
That pitch, too. I mean, he... Let's think, what was on fire? It was his cojones, so...
Oh, 100%. It's not an acceptable situation to be in.
Did you go back?
No, it was, like, way past there. But it's one of those where it's just, like I'm not going to be that crazy woman who, like, sued McDonald's because she got burnt with hot coffee. I get that, but... You I've got a bone to him. Pick.
Let's just say Three Toes isn't going to need a manzillion for a couple of weeks.
You done fucked up now!
Oh, jeez.
But... Predecessor, my fast food file is actually Taco Bell. I'll save it for the end.
Oh, you've been there?
I did go. I'll explain. It's interesting. All
right. I mean, but you probably should get to a hospital.
Nope. It wasn't bad. Oh. Pretty well, it was bad.
I'm turning my back on you.
WandaVision, one of the best shows.
Yeah.
Of all time.
Yeah, the last time we talked, we were only really talking about, I think, up to like episode six or five or six or that. So
stuck the landing?
I don't. So I think Chewie thinks it's stuck the landing. Yeah. I don't know if it was the episode just before it, or it might have been, it was either episode eight or nine when Agatha like walked her through her life.
Yeah,
that was the best episode of television.
That was eight, I think. Yeah, that was eight.
Holy
that,
shit!
That was to me. That was the best episode of the season. Episode nine was good too. I think 10 just had a lot.
I think there were only nine episodes.
Or nine episodes. I'm sorry. Yeah, so yeah,
this was eight, nine. Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted the fan fiction 10. One you made.
Yeah.
It's just me in like the Vision costume running around my neighborhood. But yeah, I still think the ninth episode was still good. It just following eight, I think it diminished it a little, but the Vision stuff was great. I mean, God, she has been through some shit. Yeah. I mean, you really do feel for her.
I think one of the best things about that show was it was the origin story of Scarlet Witch and the reveal of the Scarlet Witch outfit, which is, I think, one of the best female superhero outfits I've seen. So
thank you, Mr. Bender.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, no, it was a good reveal. It was.
Yeah,
it's a good show. I mean,
it's a really tasteful outfit as well. Like, it's not just like some.
I think it shows less boobs than her other one.
Yeah, it shows less. It shows less of everything, and it's probably the best I've ever seen.
So is this season feel like it's a self-contained thing, or is this show like, I spoiler away.
No, not at all.
I got the vibe from some of the stuff I had read about the season finale. I was like, it almost felt like it was like, it's like a self-contained thing. Are they going to make more?
This is very much connected to what you've seen in the MCU and what's coming up in the MCU. It's setting up.
You got to watch the show. It's
setting up
100% connected.
Like we could probably go through it right now and talk about like three or four different plot threads that are going to be pulled through Spider-Man and Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we're going to see anything in Falcon Winter. I think these like first couple things that are popping out, like Falcon Winter Soldier, WandaVision, Black Widow, Loki. I don't think we're going to see a lot of threads going through all four of these just because
they don't really connect. Yeah.
They're not really being released in the way they were supposed to be released either. And they've been in production for quite a while. So I don't think we're going to see that. But yeah, going into Spider-Man and Doctor Strange, because they're filming Doctor Strange right now.
I don't know. Right. It's March next year. It's released. Yeah. 2022.
Doom, you watched, I think I sent it to both of you guys, the video of Elizabeth Olsen eating cheese with that dude where the guy sent her like a bag of cheese and wine and they're just tasting cheeses.
What?
You didn't watch that?
No, I definitely have not seen it either.
It's such an awesome video. Like, it's this. It's a chef on YouTube who is doing an interview with her. Sent her like a bag of like all these like really expensive cheeses and some wine, and they go through and taste all the cheese and wine together like on a like a Zoom call. But she talks a little bit about being. She is where she's at because she's filming Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Yeah, I heard she had filmed the parts. Now, all right, just stop me here. What do you think about this interview process where we get somebody famous, yep. we take a brick of Velveeta, cut it in half, they eat yep. one half, I eat the other half, and I just fucking rapid fire questions.
So I couldn't find Bono saying hello, hello, but that's
what that I works. Think. I appreciate it. And that's, I feel that's where I'm okay. We're on board.
So, hey, Doom, I hate to give you notes, but in that particular scenario, one of those bricks is going to have a bunch of ghost pepper powder that I'm going to place into it. We're not going to know who.
Oh, watch I like it. Wait. So either I'm crying or they are.
Exactly.
But we should call it the Velveeta Chronicles.
Yes.
Somebody yes. TM and register this shit.
Let us do this.
Yeah.
You could also do is like shotgun a glass of Rotel, which is those little mini, and then you've got yourself like a queso contest. I feel it's pretty good.
Oh gosh, I'm in. Let's do it. Dude. Let's make this happen.
Wait, let's just be honest here. Everybody here is on board with the whole Rotel and like Velveeta thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay. Good.
I mean, I'll probably, I might have a coronary during because that's going to be a lot of bricks of Velveeta.
Oh, it's the greatest invention in the past 20 years. So good. 20 years, the greatest invention is whoever.
I kind of blacked out there for a minute. Where were we?
So both me and Doom really did enjoy WandaVision.
Oh, yeah.
How it kind of led into Falcon Winter Soldier, we're all caught up. Episode 2 is tomorrow, so we're filming this before watching episode 2.
Right.
What did you guys think of that first episode?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
Three
it.
Toes. I think Three Toes loved it.
Dude, I'll tell you that the out of the gates, and this one, because I didn't want to let it get away from me like I let Wanda get away from me. So I watched like the morning it dropped. That opening 15, 12 minute set piece kind of introduces us into like, and it's a very self-contained, like classic movie, Falcon versus the Terrorist set piece. That will go toe-to-toe with me with any kind of a big scale scene from the Avengers, from Civil War, et cetera. It is really, really well done. Because there's limitations to what you can do with like an aerial fight.
Yeah.
And they came up with shit with those helicopters and him that is like fucking nobody has ever done that before. Nobody's ever thought of that before. And I loved it. And then it's sort of like a neutral drop into like some of the stories that become a little bit more somber and a little bit more reflective. But I gotta admit, I kind of dig it. I liked the first episode more than I thought I would.
Yeah.
And
Doom, go.
The somber part for me, I love Bucky. I think he's a great character. I think he's had a great arc. And that being said, I look forward to finding out more about the Falcon. I mean, we did get some family stuff, so I mean, I'm intrigued, and I do want to know more about that. But for me, like with Bucky, I just hope, because I don't know, with Wanda, I felt like I was hoping she would get some joy. Like, I don't know if I want the Winter Soldier to be like happy and plucky, but like, I want to see the dude like move past it. Like, even Three Toes was giving him shit. He's like, oh, well, but yeah, he had a horrible life. He was mind controlled by Russians. And then when he was done murdering people, he just got put back on ice. Like,
right. This is the mass murder that you're a fan of. I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
He didn't kill anybody, man. It was the commies.
He certainly did. He killed quite a few. Now we can argue whether or not he enjoyed it.
He didn't, man. He's got a redemption list.
Or whether he was quote hypnotized.
I think so.
Goddamn monster, this guy.
If you're looking at like
Team Tony Stark, I'm just saying.
If you're looking at like all the different. I think they said there's only like 7 different stories you can tell,
right?
In literature or in nonfiction,
and 5 of them involve taking out your flute.
Yeah, I think the Bucky storyline is going to be that storyline of redemption, maybe the hero's journey in some way. I'm not sure what Anthony Mackie's Falcon's storyline is going to be as of yet, because they're teeing up something. The one thing I wanted to mention, I know Doom, you're going to associate with this, is that when I sat down with my wife to watch episode 1, and for some reason she wasn't really pumped up about watching the show, and she really loved WandaVision. And what she told me was, she said, I'm really not a fan of Anthony Mackie. Like, I don't think he can be like a leading man. And I was like, that is crazy that you said that, because Doom said the same exact thing came from his wife. So we sat down, and that first scene, the action scene, it's very rare that I watch an action set piece that kind of sets the hook and keeps me engaged and like makes me nervous and like gets my heart racing. And that one did. And there was this quote, and I wish I should have pulled it up before the cast, but there's this quote from, I think, Jackie Chan, who was trying to talk, who he was talking about good action scenes and like good fight scenes and how a fight scene needs to tell a story rather than just be two dudes fighting. Hmm. And in that scene, my you man. Were seeing
Jackie gets it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they might have known. I mean, you know, Disney has to know like the data on like the, like which actors are really supported and which actors people like. And Anthony Mackie, I'm guessing, is probably not at the top of the list in terms of like when you take into consideration like Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans and all these other guys, he's probably like farther down the list. So to get him a scene like that, that is developing his character through an action sequence right in the beginning of the show, to where like it set the hook with myself and my wife, like right after that scene, not even the episode, she's like, I like this guy now. I'm like, how did that happen from just an action scene? And it's because it was telling a story. It's because it was evolving his character. You were learning more about his character at that point in time.
Yep.
And then it went into all of the really heavy stuff with him and Don Cheadle walking through the,
that was so dope,
the dude, museum and
dude, seeing and the shield. I'm so glad that Cheadle showed up.
Yes.
Yeah. And how much did that piss you off at the end of the episode where, I mean, that really did make me angry when the generic Captain America popped up. And
do you guys know who that is?
And you saw the hurt in his face. U.S. agent or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
U.S. agent. Man, he was a real – so I'm interested to see because I did – I know U.S. agent a little bit. I mean, he's popped up in comics a lot, but he always was a good guy.
Right.
So I'm wondering if they're going to turn him, you know, bad guy into good or good into bad or whatever. But holy shit, does he look just like his dad. Oh my God. That is Kurt Russell. I mean, it's just 40 years younger, whatever. But I think that was perfect. I'm excited because I was hurt for Anthony Mackie. And then immediately I was like, wait a minute. Did fucking Cheadle know about this? Because the U.S. government is the one who was behind it. I'm like, did he not tell Mackie that this was going to happen? And I was like, are they going to start yet like another civil war
right
in this show? I don't know. Yeah. I'm excited to see, but
you would have at least thought that Cheadle's character would have, you know, he knew that if Falcon didn't take the mantle, someone else would. Knew he knew that.
Well,
at least, but he could have said something. He could have said, we got this. We got this weird dude back here. That's
all three of them have been Captain America. That's the craziest thing. Bucky, a shitload. Falcon became Captain America, and this U.S. agent, he also, like, they were all the official Captain America for a long time.
So they're pulling it all together. That's awesome.
What about War Machine, though? What about Cheadle's character? Has he ever taken the mantle?
No, he was Iron Patriot, but that was, I think, the closest thing.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But it makes me so happy that they don't miss a beat with the shows, because I know that was my fear, and I know with WandaVision a lot of people felt that first episode was very blech, and I think that's why they released those two. But my God, the bow they got that shit in episode 8, I'm like, so this, I was like getting choked up. I'm like, this is perfect writing. Perfect. You know,
do you think so? There's rumors. I mean, taking a look at WandaVision and taking a look at Falcon Winter Soldier, there's rumors that I can't remember his name. Who played Daredevil?
Steven Tyler.
Ben Affleck.
I wish. What's his
name? Charlie Cox. Affleck.
Yeah, Charlie Cox. So that Charlie Cox is in talks with Feige. Bernthal is in talks with Feige.
They want to bring them back, but this way?
There's a rumor that...
No, they're supposed to be in the Spider-Verse.
Cox.
I think he's more or less confirmed.
Cox is in the there's
Cox. Charlie Cox is in Spider-Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody just tell me I get a D'Onofrio. If I get a D'Onofrio Kingpin, I will.
I think you will.
In the MCU.
Three Toes will be creamy. That's all we gotta say.
What? I think you will, because there are rumors that Bernthal is coming back for Punisher and that could <Yeah. laughs>
See, just the memory of your impression of him, I find endlessly hilarious.
I do it for the kids, and they get enjoyment out of it.
They don't know what it is,
and they're also scared. But kids need discipline.
Damn right.
Jessica Jones is very highly rumored to be in the She-Hulk show, which would make sense.
Please, for the love of God, Chewie, can you tell me, are they connected or are they just using them as characters? Because if we can get anyone else but fucking Iron Fist to play Iron Fist, I'm okay. I loved everyone else.
There's also rumored that there could be Iron Fist stuff going on in what's that other movie coming out?
Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Yeah.
But it's going to be someone else cast. So who knows?
Good. No, that's fine.
But my question is, in relation to the fact that WandaVision was like 8-9 episodes, Falcon Winter Soldier is like 6 episodes.
Wait, what?
What?
It's only 6 episodes.
Fuck a duck. Are you serious?
I think it's only six episodes. I think it's only 6.
Man. Chewie, why do you keep bringing me down? I was like, oh, WandaVision's 10 episodes. Only 9.
No. My question, I want to link it to the fact that how frustrated were we all when we watched the Netflix shows and they were all like 3 episodes too long? Like they just dragged on for too long. Especially Jessica Jones and Luke Cage dragged on way too
long. Well, I mean, Iron Fist dragged on for like 9 episodes too long of a 10 episode season. So,
yeah.
But yeah, Chewie's right, and I hate him, but it is only 6 episodes.
So if they can pull those actors, they may just ignore Iron Fist altogether. Because I mean, do you need Iron?
Oh, that show like pooped the bed. They're gonna ignore him, and they're gonna.
You know what? It's fucked up because Iron Fist and Luke Cage are a package deal, and they're awesome together. I mean, they really are like the heroes for hire. Daredevil can do whatever he wants, and Jessica Jones is just, you know, sweet poontang. Did that come out wrong? I mean, I like Jessica Jones. I thought her show was awesome.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it came out wrong.
Senator Doom, we'd just like to play one audio tape for you before the inauguration. All you got to do is deny it. Click.
I don't remember saying that on March 25th, 2021.
Wait, Three Toes, did you just do a rewind sound effect with your...
I probably did. I mean, I did? Dude, I got skills to play those.
He pays the bills.
I'll also throw some haiku at you when I'm picking flowers after beheading my lamenting of women.
Off topic, but Chewie, did you see I just sent you that Sony's gonna make The Ghost of Tsushima into a live action film?
Yeah.
Shut it.
Yeah.
So
samurais are kind of big ish right now.
Sony said all of their AAA stuff is on the table right now for
movies.
All their exclusive AAA stuff is on the table for movies. You already have the Last of Us TV show coming out. You're going to have the Ghost of Tsushima come out. I doubt you'll see like Days Gone, because Days Gone is very... It's like if they're already doing Last of Us zombies, I doubt they'll do Days Gone zombies.
Oh, Jesus. Control. I thought that was a Joker's card for a second.
I had one earlier, but I wasn't ready.
Control is another one they've talked about. I don't know. Are there any other games?
Nah. God of War.
Uncharted, God of War.
I heard that was a thing.
Yeah.
Dude, we're like 4 months into the year. You guys got to get like some serious PS5 games soon. Like, right?
Speaking of, in the Marvel Universe vein, I did my first PS5 game. I mean, there's Avengers. Not a lot out. No. Well, I mean, technically, yes, that is converted. But my first actual game that I own that's a PS5 game is Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Verdict. So
I haven't even put it in yet because Ghost of Tsushima is like taking over my life. And I did inform Chewie that I popped in Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh.
And it is fucking gorgeous. It is gorgeous.
Me.
I mean,
Redemption.
It is. I'm still waiting for that 1.2 patch because there are some bugs, ironically, still somehow. I know they got hacked, so I got to cut them some slack. But Yeah, I will give a verdict on Spider-Man once that goes in.
I want to hear, because you played quite a bit of Spider-Man Mach 1, right?
I beat the first game, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my gaming life.
I actually need to dig back into that.
The open world nature game. I mean, yeah, I can't compare it to God of War, but
yeah.
Ghost of Tsushima, yeah, I'd put it in that category of top 10.
Wait, Spider-Man is a Sony exclusive. Do you think they're going to do like a movie?
They could. I'm sure. I mean, we'd watch it.
Yeah, no. I would totally watch it.
I'm done. Speaking of which, so,
only if they bring Topher Grace back as Venom.
Oh snap! Let's get meta. Do you still possess your cyberpunk or no?
I do, and it's sitting behind me. And
are you going in?
It's sitting behind me.
Yeah.
I probably will.
All right.
I got that email from.
You got to. You got the system.
Well, once I beat Ghost of Tsushima, it's going to be fair game for anything. And it probably will be Cyberpunk. I'll probably try that out. I probably want to build a different character. The character I built in the beginning of Cyberpunk when
I started over.
I hated it.
I started over.
I don't like this dude with tats on his face. I forgot where I was going with that.
Did your dude look like a lady?
My dude did
look like a sunflower.
Look
like a lady. Like a sunflower.
But I might do a lady next time. Yeah. I'm a big fan of controlling ladies like Lara Croft.
My God. And I thought my thing was bad. Woo, thanks for saving the day there, Chewie.
Ladies and gentlemen, Three Tales of Fury does not necessarily agree with or represent any of the comments made within this particular podcast. Thank you very much.
Before we get
our heart out,
yeah.
We got to hear your story, Fast Food Philly.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let's do the Fast Food Feel File.
Bring it.
Okay.
Doom.
Picture this. It's brisk March day, and Doom feels like dog shit.
Okay.
Then Doom gets a phone call from his mother, Mother Von Doom, to tell him that she tested positive for COVID-19.
Mm.
So Doom puts two and two together and is like, well, fuck, I should probably go get tested. And lo and behold, I tested positive, and I had to deal with it for a couple of days. It wasn't that bad. I mean, I definitely have heard some horror stories.
Sorry.
Is that the flute?
Probably inappropriate.
It's just the sad
music. Yeah, what the fuck? I lived, man. Jesus.
Yeah, seriously.
Dearly
beloved. But,
so I go get the test, and they're like, okay, we're going to call you to let you know if it's positive or negative. But I'm like, fuck. I told the wife, I'm like, we need to get food. Because yeah. I'm going to lose my sense of taste. I can feel it. So I get a quesadilla or something, and they fuck it up. And I'm like, I'm so mad. Like, something as simple as a quesadilla, right? So, like, the whole time I had COVID, I was just, like, pissed. I'm like, fuck Taco Bell. I had, like, one meal before I could taste it. That was it.
Yep.
And then... like, we're done, right? We passed COVID. We break quarantine. What is the first meal my wife asks for?
No ways.
So I'm like, okay. But I'm like, you know what? It's spicy. Maybe I'll be able to taste it because it's spicy.
Yeah.
So I did, and we went, and I got their newest item, the quesalupa. And it's like a chalupa, quesadilla thing mixed together. Now... you would think that's redeeming. I'm like, hey, this is actually good. It's like a cheesy gordita stuff. They fucked that up.
Okay,
I saw on the screen. I'm like, I don't want lettuce. I don't want lettuce on it. That's all. I just said it. No lettuce. I see on the screen. No lettuce.
I got it. Okay.
As I open it up, I see lettuce. I almost threw it against the wall. I'm like, this is like the first thing I can taste in fucking 2 weeks, and you can't even get the order right. But I ate it with the lettuce, whatever. It was actually kind of delicious. It was like very satisfying, which has not been the case for me. I know Three Toes has wanted to burn those fuckers down for a while.
Done.
But yeah, it was, I mean, it was good, but I was still like.
So you're saying there was a massive amount of fuck up, but you liked it?
I liked it the second time I went recently, and I will never go back because. Yeah, there's Culver's.
There's Culver's.
Talk to me.
I picked up a bean and beef burrito not too long ago, just as like a, you know, I'm hungry. It's a mid afternoon snack.
You wanted to slap an infant, didn't you?
I did. I drove off, got to my destination. Before I went in, I'm like, hey, let me just gobble this down. The beef and bean was like on the, like, do you make a burrito and put the innards on the outside?
Pretty much.
Of the burrito?
It had, like, had gone through the Brundlefly, like, transporter and been spun inside out.
Yeah.
I don't get it, guys.
Not good.
It did not make me
happy. I mean, I guess try it if you're there. I don't even know if I can recommend it, but just don't go to Taco Bell. I don't know.
Bitches leave.
Oh, did you hear that? I think that means we got to get out of here.
Well, I did hear. Wait, hold on.
Dude, nice. Wait. Nice callback.
Can you do that one more time?
Bitches leave.
You leave. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Wait, I can't shut up. I got to read this. Thank you guys and gals. Oh boy, I hope this is the most updated one. Thank you guys and gals for listening to this podcast. I don't think it is. You can find more information about this episode and other episodes at our website, ashrayfactory.com. And there you can leave a voicemail that we may just play on a future episode of the podcast. Please follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Hey, listen, share, and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and any podcast app of your choice. If you like the show, please tell your like-minded friends. Anything you do to spread the word helps us take over the world. Follow us. We're saying the same shit over and over again.
I'm sorry. I said mine wasn't.
I also feel I'm picking up.
This whole freaking podcast. We're done.
I think that really pisses you
off. It's treason.
Oh, yeah. I didn't commit treason. What the fuck?
Nice.
And when you go to the top, the panties drop.
I think that's a good way to end the cast, guys.
Yeah.
See you next time. Thank you.